educator Amy Kennedy, who earlier this week opened an exploratory committee to examine a potential CD2 Democratic candidacy, reacted to the news of Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, leading party organizations in support of the candidacy of Bridget Harrison. "I'm disappointed they didn't give me an opportunity," said Kennedy. "This is how they got Van Drew in the first place," she added. "It's certainly disappointing they have moved in this direction." She would not rule out a run despite the appearance of a strong head start for Harrison. "I'm going to continue to weigh it over the holiday," Kennedy said. "I do want to give people that option." Kennedy spoke as U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, D2, stood with Republicans in the minority while Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives voted this evening in favor of impeaching President Donald J. Trump. They approved Article 1 of the resolution, Abuse of Power. They then prepared to vote on Article 2, Obstruction of Justice. Still a Democrat tonight, Van Drew is expected to switch parties and run for re-election as a Republican. Earlier this evening, Sweeney, president of the New Jersey Senate, joined six South Jersey Democratic County leaders in announcing their support for Harrison as the Democratic candidate for New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. "We are joining together in support of Bridget Harrison as the Democratic nominee for the 2nd District. Bridget will be a strong candidate and a very effective member of Congress who will fight for the Democratic principles and priorities that will best serve the needs of the Congressional District, South Jersey, the state of New Jersey and the country. We will give Bridget our full support to gain the party's nomination and to win in a general election that is so important to the country's future. We're going to fight for Bridget because we know she will fight for South Jersey and for the people of the 2nd District.